First off, Kathy, thank you so much for joining me today because we are putting the spotlight on the Rockin' Country Cabaret coming up on Saturday, February 28th, and it is in support of the High River Health Foundation. Now, this is your first time joining me on CJWE, so before we get into the Rockin' Country Cabaret, tell us a bit more about the High River Health Foundation.
Absolutely. I'd love to, sir, and thanks very much for having me. So the High Register Healthcare Foundation is essentially the conduit between the community and local healthcare. We are there for donors who want to support local healthcare and enhance local healthcare. We hold events and campaigns, but also do the same. Essentially, our priority is the High River Hospital, but also the Natton Community Health Center, along with the Silver Willow Lodge designated sort of supportive living facility, and home care, public health, and mental health in both High River and Natton.
Amazing. So you do a lot of amazing things for many areas in the foothills. So I love the fact that you are putting on this fundraiser in a few weeks. So we got to tell everybody to dust off their boots, grab their friends, and get ready for this very high energy evening of Rockin' Country fun for you guys. So tell us a bit more about this night.
Yeah, absolutely. So it kind of was a little bit self-serving, taking me back to my early 20s and 30s, where you saw country cabarets throughout the community, where small community halls would host a cabaret where everyone could come together, dance to some great music, have some great socialization, and just a fun night out. So we wanted to bring that back. And this is our second. Our first one was really successful, so we thought, let's keep going with it. So we're really fortunate to be able to partner with Mark Parsons, who brings along with him some incredibly talented musicians, just puts on a fantastic show. And, you know, just going back to kind of some basic, just simple community fun.
Oh my goodness, for sure. I've seen Mark Parsons perform a few times, and everybody's going to be up and dancing and having the best time. And they're going to be having the best time while also supporting the really great cause, which is going to be helping support youth and rural mental health initiatives and programs in our communities. So tell us a bit about those programs and where the proceeds are going to be directly going.
These year's funds have not been specifically earmarked, but I think everyone probably, or most people probably, realize that mental health services are different than what you would find in an urban center. And sometimes we have to look at unique ways to be able to offer those services and to be able to bring new services. There's an adult kind of mental health program that was kicked off from funds from last year's cabaret, along with another initiative. And we've just heard great results from this day program, bringing people together, creating connections, being able to offer in a group setting some of the services that aren't available on an individual basis. Huge success with that program. There's also lots of conversation around youth mental health programs, and we are kind of our fingers crossed that we can do work with the school divisions. And there's early talks about some really interesting and innovative programs that might be coming to our community here. And our hope is to be able to jump on board with those and use some of these funds with those.
For sure. So somebody's night out is going to make a real difference for a lot of people, which sounds incredible. So February 28th, 7 p.m. at the East Longview Hall, there's going to be an unforgettable night of live music. So where can everybody find out more details and get tickets?
If you want to visit highriverhealthfoundation.ca, there's more information there, and that's where you click to get your tickets. I think if anyone's just looking for a fun night, that is the pretense of this event, is just to come out, have some fun. We don't often get an opportunity to dance and do a little two-step and do that. So anybody looking to have a fun night out, just please come on out and join us.